do you ever wear a sweatshirt without a t-shirt underneath?
No. I did when I was a child. That reminds me of childhood.
I'm doing it right now.
I don't like it.
It feels gross.
Yeah, I don't like the feeling at all. You can feel the seams on the sides of it too much.
Oh, I think hoodies are super comfortable inside, but like they don't absorb sweat the same way.
Yeah, it's
gross. And I just feel clammy.
How about a zip-up hoodie?
No. Completely off limits. That's putting your nipples in unnecessary danger.
A cold nipple zipper.
Cold nip zip. TM.
Okay, I have a maybe sort of a lightning round kind of thing.
Lightning round.
I know you love lightning rounds. This is a Reddit thread. And what we're going to do is go through this thread, which is titled, "What is the wisest saying you've ever heard?" And you're going to rate the sayings and maybe talk about them a little.
Love it. If okay. anyone's an authority on ancient wisdom, it's this guy.
I'm going to do the top five of them in reverse order. Okay?
Okay.
Number five. Don't take criticism from someone you wouldn't take advice from.
Yeah. I can respect that.
Yeah. I feel like it kind of makes me feel better about some criticism I've received in the past, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, why should I give their opinion any weight?
Yeah.
I'm also realizing, I don't know if it's getting older or wiser or whatever, but a lot of people just talk out of their ass a lot of the time. Like, people don't know things and they act like they do.
Oh, yeah. Me in particular.
Well, for example, like, if you're an expert on something, or you have you have a good knowledge of something, and you're in a Reddit thread and people are talking about that thing, it's just like you can see right through the bullshit and you're just like, none of you know what you're talking about.
Well, I mean, if you're on Reddit, that's I presume that going into any
conversation. Same thing though in a group of, have you ever been like at a party or like just in a circle of friends talking about something that you know about, but they don't know you know about it, and they're talking as though they have some some authority?
I'm sure I've been on both sides of that equation.
Yeah. I feel like I'm finding myself on the I secretly know more than you do side more often lately, and it's just like, it's just opening my eyes to how much bullshitting goes on.
Yeah. I'd even take that saying one step further and say, don't take compliments from someone you wouldn't, I don't know.
You can't.
Don't value the opinions of people that you don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, a lot of people would say, oh, just ignore the haters, focus on the love. But no, don't focus on the love.
Don't focus on any of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all tards. That's not offensive because I left the re out.
Yeah, this is not a word you can use anymore. Okay. Number four. The world. Are you jeweling on Mike now?
If you mean paying for our sponsors, yeah.
Jewel's in a lot of trouble lately. They're not sponsoring anything. Okay. The world is changed by your example, not by your opinion.
Oh, you can't change the world at all.
So your opinion on this is...
we were supposed to rate them?
Yeah.
Number five, I give 3 Confuciuses out of 5.
Okay.
The number 4, I'm giving 0.
I think I would give the last one a 4 out of 5. This one... I think I get the sentiment. Like, will you stop jeweling on?
I think it adds a cool ambience.
Okay. Number 4.
I want the listeners to know I'm here while you're talking.
Yeah, you do. Do you get the sentiment of number 4, though? Like, do, don't say kind of thing?
Yeah, it's kind of a good notion, but don't get confused that you can actually affect things.
I think your problem with it is the phrasing "the world is changed by."
Right.
So if it was just like lead by example, not by words, you'd sure. like that.
That's
you'd
a good
you'd
sentiment.
Rate that higher. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What are we, how many confuses it?
But you also sometimes you can have good thoughts and be really lazy.
So, yeah, true.
So do we have to ignore the lazy smart people now?
I mean, you started at zero. I probably started at a 2 out of 5 Confuciuses for this one, but the more we talk about it, the lower it gets. So we'll just leave it at zero.
Okay.
All right. Number 3, we judge ourselves by our intentions, but we judge others by their behavior. Somewhat similar to the last
one. Oh, very
true.
That's very true. I'll give that off the bat. I'm going to say a 4 out of 5 Confuciuses.
Wow. Your highest rated one.
Yeah.
Doesn't it seem sort of similar to the last one?
Well, in a way, yeah. But it's more to do with like the way we perceive ourselves versus
yeah.
the outside. And I think that's insightful. Because we definitely, I know I like hold myself to my thoughts to a different standard than my actions in a way.
Yeah. Can you think of an example?
Yeah, like I hate fat people. But I behave the way a fat person does. And just because I'm not fat,
yeah.
I take the higher ground.
Right.
Internally.
But you have no right to.
But I have no right to.
None at all. Okay. Number 2. Don't do heroin, you'd love it.
Oh, that's a solid 5 out of 5 Confuciuses right there. That's number 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, number 2 better be, or number 1 better be really good if that's number 2.
The full comment of number 2 is, and I never have, thank you, random bus stop guy.
But I will add a footnote to that one, which is disregard when you're 65 plus.
Yeah, I'm with you on that for sure.
As soon as I reach retirement age or I see death in the near future, I'm going full heroin. Or like fentanyl or whatever is cool now.
I like the phrase going full heroin. So just keep that in your back pocket.
And I'm not talking Joan of Arc.
Okay. Number 1. It is easier to fool someone than to convince them they've been fooled.
Interesting.
I don't know if I get it.
I like the similarity to number, what was it, 3, where it's it's a good comment on human nature that we hate to admit we were wrong. Like if we've already made a decision, it's way harder to go back on it than the initial, like before you've made the decision, you're more open to weigh the actual evidence rather than get emotional about the decision you've already made.
Yeah, it's kind of along the same lines of when you're trying to get someone to do something and you basically let them come up with the idea as if it's theirs.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I give that one 3.5 out of a possible 5 Confuciuses.
I didn't know we could give a half Confucius until now.
This episode brought to you by the smooth, calming vapor from Juul. When you got 2 lungs, but you only need 1.
Do you wish you could inhale into just 1 lung so you could save the other one?
I do.
For extraordinary wealth, would you be willing to have terrifying nightmares every night for a year?
How extraordinary.
I feel like it's just like a billion or something, like some number that you can't reasonably even spend.
I don't know. Nightmares suck, but like they kind of go away like quickly.
You mean when you wake up?
Yeah. You don't like, I don't really dwell on them that much and they kind of fade.
Oh, yeah.
But I guess you don't know what kind of subconscious damage they're doing over time.
Yeah, that's my concern with this is like, wouldn't you just be afraid to go to sleep eventually? And wouldn't that just damage you beyond repair. I don't know if you could enjoy the wealth after a year of such torture.
Well, to relay a personal anecdote, I do have a nightmare problem when I stop smoking weed.
Yeah.
I get crazy nightmares.
Yeah.
But they don't make me afraid to go to sleep. I usually shake it off.
Is it every
within
night?
Like an hour of waking up.
That sucks. Your first hour of your day is just dwelling on.
Well, it's really like the first 10 minutes you're like, oh, that fuck. And then you're like, oh, okay, it was a dream. I don't have to.
Yeah.
I don't have to feel bad.
Yeah. I got shot to death in a dream recently.
Nice. What kind of gun was it?
It was like a little pistol. I don't know how I had so many bullets in it.
Okay. Worst part of the Joker. Or sorry, not the Joker, just Joker. He fires way more than six shots on the subway.
I'm not sure that he does. I think he put two in the guy running away, one in his friend, and then three in the guy on the stairwell.
It was two in the guy first, I believe.
Yeah.
A third bullet in the other guy that was still on the train.
Exactly.
He hit the guy in the leg. That's a fourth bullet as he was leaving.
Right.
He shoots him at least three times on the stairs.
So you think they got one extra in? Do you always count the shots?
Yeah. Don't you?
Yeah, sort of. I mean, especially when they show the gun to be a revolver or mm-hmm. something that I know how many bullets it has.
Right.
Which that was. Yep. You know there's six shots in that gun.
Some have eight, but I think that was a sixer.
Well, I mean, if you just imagine it as an eight, then problem solved, because he definitely didn't do more than eight.
Maybe. It's like... Bang, bang. Oh, please no, please don't. Bang. Huh. It might have been as many as nine, to be honest.
Yeah.
After we watch it.
The longer I sit on that movie, the more I liked it, I think, which is
really
odd. Yeah. Also, we were talking about Robert De Niro, and I'm realizing now that they obviously cast him because Joker is just Taxi Driver, a modern Taxi Driver. Like, it's the exact same.
Oh, really?
It's very similar in, like, tone and, like, storyline. Like, the guy slowly goes crazy. That's exactly what happened in Taxi Driver. Now I respect the casting choice because he's just like, it's like when they give the original actor a cameo in the remake.
Right.
Basically.
That does make more sense.
Yeah.
Because I felt he was very out of place and playing a very non-De Niro-esque.
He definitely was. But yeah, I think that's why they did it. Because that whole movie is just a nod to Taxi Driver, I think. Anyways, back to the question. Nightmares for a whole year is a lot, but for like untold wealth, it's hard to say no to that. So I think I would do it as well.
Yeah, you can pay for your psychotherapy after.
Yeah, and also like we've talked about with a lot of the questions of this flavor, like you know it's ending. Like, you know what you're getting into and that it's going to be over after a year and you're going to have a lot of money. If there was a caveat in the question that was like, you don't know, like your memory's erased before it starts and you don't know that you're going to get paid out or that it's going to end, I probably wouldn't do it because I think not having the knowledge that the nightmares will be over it would be really, really awful.
Yeah, yeah. Or the reason that that's why it's happening too.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be awesome if you woke up to cash every day, like a payment for the nightmare intensity.
That would be sweet. But that would also imply that someone could watch your nightmares, which I'm more interested in.
I'm not interested in that at all. I don't like that. Any thought reading sort of freaks me out, including dream watching.
I mean, if you don't want people reading your thoughts, you definitely don't want them reading your dreams.
Yeah. Your dreams are just fucked up versions of your thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which people will somehow attribute to your waking self somehow. They'll find a way.
Yeah, I don't
just
think
like
that's
your girlfriend
fair.
That gets mad at you because you cheated on her in a dream.
Yeah. I don't think that's fair. My dream self is not... I don't like him.
Very illogical, that guy.
Yeah. Do you feel comfortable going to dinner or the movies alone?
I go to movies alone all the time. Dinner's too weird because you have to like have a server.
Okay.
She has to like acknowledge your singularity.
Just for one? All right. There's nobody coming?
Is she just waiting? Or did you want to see a menu? I brought two menus.
I do agree with you.
I want to put one here.
just in case you meet someone. Yeah.
Just in case someone feels bad enough and also came alone.
You put the singles together. I do agree that dinner is a different question than the movies.
But is that a thing? Is there a themed restaurant where you can go by yourself and they will pair you up?
I don't know. I'm assuming so. I'm assuming they've tried several times and failed.
Only the creepiest people showed up.
Yeah. Well, there's restaurants with like bench seating where you're kind of, you know, like cafeteria style where you just end up sitting with people.
Yeah, I hate those.
I hate those too. I do agree with you though that the movies and dinner are different beasts altogether. But I've personally never gone to the movies alone, I don't think. Not that I wouldn't. Maybe I should try it. Should I try it? Is it good?
Definitely try it. Go on like a Monday.
Yeah.
Go for a Monday matinee.
Yeah.
Theater to yourself.
Yeah.
Like if you go by yourself and you're sandwiched between two other groups.
Not worth it.
I mean, it's still okay, but not as good.
How do you feel about the size of the movie crowd? This is unrelated to the main question, but like I really feel like I enjoy movies more when it's busy. Because I feel like why am I not just watching this at home when there's like four other people in the theater? Right. Especially with comedies. Like it's so much easier to laugh when the whole crowd is laughing at things.
Yes, but also so much more annoying to hear people laugh at the wrong things.
What's wrong? Like, how can you judge what's the wrong thing to laugh at?
I always laugh at different things. There's in any given movie, I will be laughing at things when no one else is. It sounds and like, vice versa.
Yeah, it sounds like you're the wrong one then.
No. I refuse to accept that.
Yeah.
My sense of humor is superior.
There's something disconcerting about believing that your sense of humor is superior. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Super Good Question. If you want to support us, you can do so by buying a t-shirt at supergoodquestion.com. If you want to talk to us, you can do so by calling us at 1-888-BARK-56.
And if you want to rise up against China, we don't have a line set up for that yet. Probably just get on a plane. No? Shaking your head like that's a bad idea.
Don't send our listeners to China. We need them all.